Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. One of the biggest songs in the whole wide world right there.
And no Grammy for you.
Snubbed. Oh, well.
What do you think that's about?
I don't know. I mean, do you think it's, like, tricky to get in? Like, is it one of those publicist things, like the man's sexiest man alive kind of thing?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, your son went to Grammy camp. How was it for him? What did they have to say about that?
They said, you know, you just pay enough money, you get a Grammy. So I guess that's how you do it.
And go back to your sleeping bag. It's late, young man. Did he sleep there? Did they camp? Did they actually camp?
He had to stay. They got a room. And stayed there for the week.
Oh, like a hotel.
Yes. So it was only from, like, I don't know, 9 in the morning till 5 at night. And then John would have to pick them up and and they would go and stay in L.A.
Do they teach them rock star things? Like, here's what you do in a hotel room when you make it.
So he had to trash it.
Right.
You know, and then he had to take pictures to document that he was like, look, I got this part down. He actually got an A in that.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Black nail polish.
Yeah.
Not red, black.
Yeah.
That's
stop,
what rock
stop
stars
brushing
do.
That hair.
Right. Oh,
let's,
yeah.
You know, rip those clothes.
Sounds like money well spent. Great job, Sarah.
Thank you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's how you can get in touch with us. Feel free to text us anytime. We'd love to hear from you. By the way, right now outside, it's perfect.
It
they
is
say
lovely.
That we're going to have a mix of clouds, but
I don't see a single one.
Yeah. Outside my window, it's blue skies and sunshine. Beautiful. Mm. All right, here's some of the stuff you guys sent us.
Okay.
Psychologist here, that is highly unethical. He could lose his license, you guys.
Yeah, that seems really, really wrong to me.
That's about the guy in Bend who was depressed because, Bend, Oregon, who was depressed because his wife had an affair and left him, and he went to the doctor for some help, some counseling, and some meds. And the doctor, turns out, was the one doing his wife.
And didn't tell him, like, saw him for a while, right?
Yeah.
I mean, long enough that, oh, boy.
Yep. That is, on top of already being burned, that's tough. Really tough. I wouldn't be able to take it. I would be
no, that would
super,
be,
like,
well, I'd
wow.
be able to take it if I got $2.9 million.
Okay.
Then I'd be like, all right, I can take it a little bit better. I'm less depressed.
It's just such a guy thing, though, to think, like, I can't sleep till I punch that guy. Like, I just got to go hit that guy. I'm so mad. I'm humiliated that he sat there while I'm talking about something so depressing, and he's the part of the reason. His was in... Never mind.
He's the reason for the whole thing. Ugh. Unethical is the word. I was trying to figure out what the word was. And I needed a doctor to tell me.
707 says, holy bleep balls. Did you guys watch Utopia with John Cusack? And
no,
what did
I've
Sarah
heard
think
great.
Of what did Sarah think of Third Day?
Oh, I liked the Third Day. It's twisted AF. I really liked it. It's really weird though. I wouldn't run around recommending it just because it's so weird, but I really liked it. It's Jude Law. It's about this island called OC, which I guess is a real island in England. Yeah. But it's effing crazy. What's going on there?
408 has texted in. My dad went to Australia in the 80s. He said Foster's was considered really bad. Cheap beer there, like Keystone here. So no one really drank it.
Oh.
Well, the owner of Foster's, which is Asahi, has decided they're going to campaign and get Foster's a better reputation. So we'll see.
Good luck. Good luck with that. I hope it works out.
Hi, all. Australia, like Great Britain, prefers to drink their beer cool, like room temperature, not refrigerated.
Ugh. Ugh.
Did you do that when you were in England?
I can't remember. It's been so long since I've been to England, but in Ireland, they go cold. It was cold, which was nice.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Germany, the beers aren't freezing. I'll tell you that right now.
So did you say, I'd like it American style, please?
No, they don't. They would be like, we don't care what you want.
Did you say they don't have ice? If you ask
they
for
don't
ice, they
have
just
ice.
Don't.
When you ask for, if you say, I would like a Coke, please, they hand you a warm can of Coke. Here you go.
I would like this Americanized, please.
Oh, we don't do that. Thanks for asking. Dankeschön for asking. But no, it would be my answer.
Did you guys hear that Tecate beer, which is supposedly a Mexican beer, is actually brewed and bottled in Holland? It's probably just Stella in those... Oh, I lost it.
Yeah, I've heard that. I heard that about a bunch of beers. There's a bunch of things they say they're this country's beer or that
well, look,
country's
beer. Well, look, it's the typical Corpo takeover crap.
Yep, it's true. So, probably was a Mexican beer at one point.
There's these liquor companies that are these huge... They under one roof is a dozen or more different liquors and beverages. And aren't they also like distributors too? Like the one, isn't that where Johnny V worked? Like a distributor.
Yep.
This was Yuzette's husband. Yep. And he did like 10 different drinks or something like that.
Yeah. He had all different. He was like a Red Bull guy and a Budweiser guy. He would go bar to bar and supply them with the things that distributor.
So we're in a world economy, but it seems that Corpo takeover is everywhere, not just America. It's a worldwide thing. I studied abroad in Australia in the 90s, and then it was served everywhere, but no one drank it. It was made fun of as an export beer that only Americans would drink.
Stupid Americans.
Well, listen to Hooman. I mean, he's fallen for it. So have you.
Yeah, play that. He's asking for that one clip, Bryn.
Foster's. It's Australian for beer, mate.
See? We're shilling for them.
Let's see here.
Foster's.
Good morning, Alice fam. Oh, I'm not going to read that one. Hooman's not even here and people are writing in to give him crap. He's not here. Stop it.
We're trying to get him to do a movie review tomorrow so we'll be able to, you know, catch up with him and torture him.
Jesus. Sorry, he gets nothing unless they were both under his counseling and then started the affair, which is against his professional ethics. This is just unfortunate, albeit hurtful situation. He should have said to the guy, I can't see you.
I can't see you. I have a conflict of interest. And he probably wouldn't have even had to explain what it was.
Right. He could just say, I can't take anymore.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I have no appointments for you. Please move on.
That's what he needed to do. But he, in his sick, twisted little mind, was like, I can't wait to hear this guy's pain over the woman that I'm stooping.
Therapist texting in, you cannot know your patients in more than one way. No dual relationships. There you go.
Ah, there it is.
Good morning, guys. I know you've been looking for good shows on Netflix. I'm totally into Peaky Blinders, set in the early 1900s, just after World War I.
I've tried
also,
that.
Can you stop saying that it's user error when radio.com acts up? How? We go to the app and click play.
Yeah.
Clearly, you don't know how to click play.
You're screwing something up.
Yeah, you're doing something.
Your fingers are too fat for it or something. Because that app is perfect. Sorry.
It's flawless.
Mm.
Duh.
It's you, not us.
That sounds like a total setup. The girl started seeing the doctor so that she could set him up, and the husband went in, and then they sued him for a lot of money. I don't think so. It's a
People
small
are
town.
Tricky,
I think
though,
it's.
Then.
I think it happened as it happened. Small towns are. I could see it happening. I could. I mean, I don't. Maybe okay, But I mean, what person that loves their wife is going to say, sure, do the doctor for a while so we can get some money out of him?
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Right. Well, money, though.
Yeah, but I still kiss there.
Yeah. It's also, it took a long time to get to that point, you know? Like, he had to go to the doctor and see the doctor, and the doctor had to not. What if the doctor had? And then, now, what if the doctor had said, I can't see you?
Right. Then it's over, and your wife has done the doctor.
Right, exactly.
And then after the doctor was there, then you kissed there. Come on. It's wrong.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's like, I'm not going to do that anymore. You're getting that from the doctor guy. So.
Oh, so I have to give up the thing I like so that because you've got a big plan on how we're going to get rich quick?
Yep.
Great.
Sorry about
it. I keep losing. I lose the whole way.
Yeah. Well, you're used to that.
How dare you?
I'm so brave.
Vinny, you said you love all of Oregon. I bet you've never been to the northeast section where it's like desert.
Oh.
Well, maybe I haven't been everywhere, but I lived in Oregon for 4 years. I enjoyed it.
Your experiences with Oregon have been positive.
I liked the people. Yeah. I liked the area. I had a good time. I mean, mostly I kept to myself, but it was still good for me.
I only drove through Oregon once. We did the coast, and so we went through the, you know, the forest, which is nice. And then, but then we went on these sand buggies, in this endless dunes. It was amazing. I thought to myself, who knew? Huh?
Yeah,
Oregon.
When I first got there, I did go. Well, I'm going to go surf. There's beach here. I'm going to go surfing, and I found my way to the beach and. I don't know what the logging industry's deal is, but they're in the ocean where the waves kind of weren't, but should be, were giant floating logs, giant kill you redwood logs just floating in the ocean. Like, oof.
Boy, they had to come round those up. They send them down the river and they just, well, don't worry. Yeah, I don't know. By the shore, we'll pick them up when we need them.
Fallen trees end up in the rivers and end up in the ocean. I don't know. I don't know what that deal is, but I definitely saw them in the surf lineup and thought, that's dangerous. Yeah. Yikes. Vinny, San Jose mayor also got caught having Thanksgiving with a huge get-together in Saratoga. That's a texter. I don't know that to be true, but it seems like the problem here is not whether or not they could or whether or not they should. It's a PR problem. Like,
the optics are horrible.
Yeah, you're sitting here telling everyone not to, and then you are.
Right.
Shame.
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 Guys, I also dined at the French Laundry on 11/22 to celebrate my 50th birthday. So what? I deserve it.
Nothing.
And my husband and I followed the rules in the place at the time.
We're not saying that you can't do it. We're saying it looks terrible when you, as a public figure... And a person who's in charge of setting the standards and saying what people should be doing are not doing the things you're saying that you should do. You can go to the French Laundry every night for all I care. I don't care.
These are people who live and die by votes. It's about public perception of who you are and what you do.
Right.
That's all. And they know it. They're not. This is not news to Gavin.
No, it can't be. Not at this point.
Let's see here. The other day I was singing a song from Phantom of the Opera while I was doing dishes, and my 5-year-old son came in the room and told me I had the most beautiful voice she ever heard.
Oh. My kids have never said that to me. Although one time I said, my husband said to the kids, who do you think is like the most beautiful woman in the world when they were really little? And Riley goes, well, Mom, obviously.
Right.
I was like, Duh. Oh, it's the best thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
Why are you clenching your chest? It gave you a heart attack?
My heart. But then I thought to myself, you know, it's true. I think that people, you know, because you love your mom so much. Like, I always thought my mom was the most beautiful woman in the world. I still do. I still just love her face. You know what I mean? So I think it's just like a proximity thing.
Well...
If their Aunt Tina was around, maybe they would have said, well, Aunt Tina, obviously.
Okay. Really?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
No, I
like
think
your
the kids
so
love you when you're
love.
In first place, no matter what the contest
probably not
is.
Anymore. I mean, they're over me now. That's for sure.
Well, plus a lot's happened since they were kids.
Only good stuff, though.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. They've never caught a meltdown or two?
What?
What?
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
The Foo Fighter Taco is to raise money for No Us Without You, an LA-based charity that provides food security for undocumented back-of-house restaurant workers that are unemployed due to COVID-19. That is great.
Oh, that is great.
I wish I could go get some.
Me too. They sound delicious. Also, good cause.
Right.
But delicious.
Oh, someone's writing in. Good morning, longtime listener. Today is the beginning of the end, I think. Thinking positively for the future. Love you guys.
Mm.
Oh, the end of the virus. The UK approved Pfizer vaccine starting next week. Thinking positively for the future. Love you guys. Yeah, we've talked about this quite a bit. The news is good. It's been approved. The vaccine's been approved in the UK for emergency use. And I think next week, they'll start giving it to people.
Right. Amazing. So, it needs to happen. Make that go.
707 says, I love you guys. Thanks for making me laugh in the morning.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate you.
You guys have to watch Pink and her daughter singing A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman. So sweet.
Oh.
Clearly, Pink is raising the next pop star, right?
She's raising the next Pink. The kid's name's going to be Purple. Or
Brown?
Blush. I don't know. I guess she'll get to pick her own color.
All right.
I'm Celadon.
It's a lot easier to go with your original hair color, don't you think? I mean, you don't have to.
Sure. You don't have to constantly. Oh, is this her singing? Let's hear this.
Let me see if I can find a good part where her kid jumps in here. All right.
Love it all.
Here you go.
Share your dreams with me. We may be
no, that's all Pink.
We may be
yes. So, but the daughter's in there. The daughter, it's pre-haircut, too. Oh, my God, it's so cute.
I think it's right here.
She's leaning on the kid, and the kid's pushing her.
There she is. Super cute.
I wonder how old she was at that point. It was a couple years since they did that record, right?
Yeah. That's an older movie.
The brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
Yeah, that kid has it.
I think of what the world could be.
Look at mom coaching her, though.
Vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
I hope the camera doesn't turn off and she starts screaming, I told you no sharp notes!
And no one has done this.
You were sharp and flat! How do you do that in the same song?
Growing up with music and obviously has some natural talent. I look forward to hearing from Little Willow. That's beautiful.
Let's see here. I love you guys, but please make sure to use proper pronouns for Elliot Page. A bunch of people wrote that. You know, first of all, the news just broke, so we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that we got it wrong. I was at one point talking about his wife.
Yes.
So I may have said her in reference to
the wife.
Elliot's wife.
We tried. We're trying. No
but
one
if I did make a mistake, honestly, cut us some slack. It took a minute. You know,
Sam Smith, they.
Let me see if I can get this right. When Caitlyn Jenner announced her name change, it took a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Not because we don't respect her right to be
or
Caitlyn.
We're resisting it in any way.
But because we knew her as someone else for 60 some odd years. And so it takes a second. And while some of you young ones probably pick this stuff up and rock with it immediately, give us a second.
We're trying. And there's never anything malicious behind any pronoun misuse we might have. Just relax. Try to relax. It's a little easier to let everybody do their thing and when you're not being attacked constantly. So cut it out.
Oh, my God. Her redemption is she's running for mayor. They're talking about Maria Athens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I looked more into it. I can't wait.
It's worse.
More. You mean better? I think you mean better.
She attacked another reporter from Alaska who is actually Emmy award-winning journalist.
Oh, actually an Emmy award-winning journalist, not someone who's just saying that.
And she called her, like, a hideous whale because she was doing her job and reporting on what happened, and she said report like a statement from the mayor regarding series of bizarre claims from Maria Athens, and she goes, bizarre claims, you hideous whale. And then she just goes in this whole rant about how she feels sorry for the next anchor in Alaska, and she left Market One with 2 degrees from the best school, and she gets interviews statewide and from the White House on the regular. But she's not even verified on any social media platform.
This is great.
And the person she's attacking is verified.
I want video. She needs to start recording some stuff.
I want to hear that. Where's that?
Is she just typing that, or is she saying it?
I'll send it to you, Brian. It's a screenshot from Twitter.
Oh, my God, you guys, listen.
Oh, it's
tomorrow is Maria Athens Day. It's got to be. The hideous whale lady. I need this. We all need this. It's all going to be okay.
She's running for mayor. That is some.
This is so great. Oh, no.
But you know what's more concerning? Because I was reading it. It's the comments that people are fighting for. They claim she's a local hero.
She is.
Here's the trip, though.
She is, for sure.
And I thought about this after we saw her, you know, when you first pulled up her, I don't know, I'm back story.
Yeah.
People don't stay off the internet this long for no reason, especially after they've left the internet on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So where has she been? Was she...
She doesn't say, but also there's...
in lockdown somewhere.
There's also fake news saying that Donald Trump dumped his current girlfriend for her, which she's debunking as fake. Like, that's not true.
Isn't he married to that lady?
But he has girlfriends. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a widely known fact. His side piece. He got rid of his side piece for Maria. Okay.
Sure.
It's wild. Even her Facebook page.
This is so good.
All right.
Here's someone
who says they don't like it. Please let the story of journalist Maria from Alaska go.
No,
I do not like stories that bring attention to bad behavior.
No, I love those. Those are my favorite kind. Hello. Legs in the air like you just don't care. Come on, baby. Tomorrow is definitely going to be Maria Athens Day. If only she just starts getting on Instagram and ranting and raving. Oh, please.
Well, she must have.
Zeus.
When is that story from? It must be within the last day or two, right?
So yeah, she started posting again on November 30th, and then now she's like retweeting things from yesterday.
Oh,
okay, so just a couple days then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because, I mean, I have checked that, and this is the first time.
So exciting.
Hearing.
It's really late.
Oh, okay, bye.
We'll take a quick break and be back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks so much for listening on this fine hump day.
Yeah, it is.
It is just beautiful out the window. I'm going to go outside and ride my bike, I think.
I hope you have the best bike ride of all times.
Oh, thank you. Are you going to try and surf today? What's your deal?
I sure am. I mean, I have quite a few things to do on the schedule. I've got some grocery shopping, some surfing, a couple hours with my munchkin, and then we'll decorate our Christmas tree this evening.
Oh, that's right. How
very
exciting.
Busy day.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope everyone has a fun and exciting day, and that it's not like a regular old Groundhog Day. I hope it's a special day because it's so beautiful out.
Oh, listen, I heard.
What?
V has been planning today's show for like weeks.
Yeah,
this is a big
today's,
one.
This is the one, the hump day show.
Mm-hmm. Listen to V Hale this midday in between us and Jane.
Yeah.
And then just stay the rest of the time.
She's your new midday ride. It's good times.
And I hear you two are quite the item.
Well, it's me, her, and Jane. We're all in it together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, little girls. And Nicole, of course.
What?
Yeah. You know,
so me and Bryn are just sitting here. We're just man meat. We're just
yeah.
garbage.
You're just the side, the chaunch we keep around to keep us interested in life in general, you know?
Oh, sounds about right.
Real nice.
You know, just when we feel like putting a smackdown on someone, we're like, hey, what do you guys think? And then for the most part, though, it's just us chicks.
Oh, that's just great.
And
super.
Alice. Yeah. All right. Have a great day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Be hailed up next. Go
Real
be.
Nice.
Go be. Go, go, go be.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.